その日、人類は思い出した。奴らに支配されていた恐怖を。鳥かごの中に囚われていた屈辱を。
And brutally controlled for a long time, and people have become increasingly discontent. In the past few days, netizens have shared many videos of Shanghai residents fighting against the regime employees.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is my blood. You're doing it!
A video shared on the internet on May 7th.Shows people in Zhuangqiao, Shanghai, attacking regime employees. The first scene in the video shows a group of employees dressed in white, pressing a male resident to the ground outside the door of a building. Residents inside the building vehemently opposed this action, rushing to rescue the suppressed resident as officials tried to block the door, but failed. A video from another angle shows many residents rushing out of the building and attacking government employees.People in white shirts ran away, one by one. Another video shows one man in a white shirt being chased and beaten by a group of residents. According to local netizens, the incident happened in Jinsheng residential area, Zhuangqiao town, Minhang district. Before this incident, residents of the building had gathered upstairs to protest the draconian anti-epidemic blockade, shouting and demanding food supplies.Two government employees went upstairs and provoked two young residents. After a dispute broke out, these staff members called more than a dozen people to drag the two children to the ground and beat them.
我警察都管不住，
三 sounds like something out of a horror movie, but it actually happened. A Shanghai care home resident was mistakenly sent to the morgue on Sunday, but was still alive. The person is now in stable condition, but video of the incident was posted on Chinese social media, triggering a wave of criticism. And you can hear a person in the video saying in Chinese, and I'm quoting here, the nursing home is such a mess. They sent a living person on hearses and said they were dead. The undertaker staff said they were still moving. I can't believe such a thing happened. Well, in response to the backlash, the Shanghai government says four people were dismissed